Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. Bros up in the house. We got Sweetness. We got Drill. We got Renegade. And it's your boy, Smoking Jay. Today we got top 12 players that y'all are sleeping on that can crack the top 12. We got one quarterback, one running back, and two receivers each. What's good with y'all tonight, man?
Chill it, man. Smoking and chilling.
What's cracking?
Yeah, me and Renegade over here. We live right here on our side. Man, we haven't done this in a minute. It's been I think since like the divisional breakdowns last year, early on in the year, shit. So Doc couldn't make it again. I guess Santa Claus had OT for him, so he couldn't make the show. Shout out Doc, man. Much love. I'm just fucking with you, man. But yeah, man, we got some you guys want to talk quarterbacks first?
We gotta go QB one.
Go ahead, Brody. Kick it off, Brody. Who's the quarterback you think everybody's sleeping on that could crack the top 12?
Man, to be honest with you, man, I'm going straight QB1, Danny Jones, Daniel Dimes, whatever they call the kid that stumbled and just didn't make it to the end zone. I'm fucking with him. And they got Kenny G over there. You know, shout out my nigga Renegade. He over there, sure. You know, carrying that shit in the dynasty and whatnot. But they have other weapons. They got Slayton. They got Sterling Shepard, and they got a young Evan Ingram, and an even younger fucking bull in Saquon. That's my motherfucking boy, Saquads. And another shout out to Renegade because we fuck with that nigga hard.
Yes, sir.
So, that's my guy. Yeah, proud of Penn State, Nittany Lions. Let's go crazy. But yeah, man, Danny Dimes is my choice for cracking the top 12. So just for the simple fact that he just has too many weapons to not succeed. And when they start trying to shut down Saquon, you already know what's going to happen, or should at least happen. They got it all in plan for him, man. Everything is in motion as far as that offense goes. It's potent. It's really potent. There's things to worry about over there in New York for sure.
With it. I fuck with it. Who on next? You want to go? All right, I'll go next. I got a Killer Cam, bro. Cam Newton. I feel like second year in the system, they gave him a bigger contract. You know, hopefully, the whole COVID thing last year and the injury, that doesn't repeat itself. And, signing two tight ends, bro, Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith. They also gave him, Aguilar? Was that, not Aguilar.
Got Aguilar. Yeah,
you
got
Aguilar it. And Kendrick Bourne from San Francisco. So they gave him some weapons, but I feel like they're going to do some Tim Tebow, 2.0 type shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't remember Josh McDaniels over there in Denver. He was doing that shit with Tim Tebow, made it all the way to the motherfucking playoffs. But this is Cam, bro. This is, former MVP type shit. So I feel like this year he could crack the top 12, around 10 or 12. I don't see why not.
I'm with it. Say what you got over there.
Yeah, man, I'm going with Carson Wentz, bro. I know it's a long shot for some people. You know what I'm saying? Coming from Philly and seeing him get sacked all the motherfucking times and everything else like that. But I think he's got a fresh start over there, man. He's got just a better offense, a better defense, a better team as a whole, I feel. I think that, with Frank Reich over there, who's at the old coordinator over there for the Eagles, he's the head coach over there. This could turn out to be something good for Wentz, man. And if he could sling the ball and have that mentality and still be able to have that athletic ability to, to get out of the pocket and scramble sometime, I think the Colts are going to be super dangerous. So,
Let me ask you something real quick. We're talking about the Colts.
Right, it's coming, but wait.
Let me ask you something. Phillip Rivers didn't crack the top 12 last year. He didn't have to. The Colts were still good. What are Carson Wentz's weapons, bro? I mean, we talking about T.Y. decided to resign.
He got Pittman in there, bro. They got Pittman. They could definitely score, bro. They can definitely score, bro. Running back over there. You still got old boy over there. JT. You know what I'm saying?
I guess the real question I'm asking you is, who's really proven over there? Who's really proven over there besides T.Y.? And it's really nobody. So I'm really so far. Yeah, I'm really so far out on the Carson Wentz.
Out of all of them, this is the one that I probably I don't like as much as the other ones. I'm not gonna front. I know I'm you haven't gone yet, right? I know Renegade hasn't gone yet, but so I'm gonna just go ahead and let you kick it off with that one.
Okay, mine is Matthew Stafford. I think this dude, he could ball out over there, man. Everybody knows what he could do and what he did in Detroit. Dude is a gladiator. He gets injured, comes in the games, ball the fuck out. Now he got Cam Akers behind him. Nice little line. He got Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Everett. But they got Gerald Everett still, right?
No, nah, they let him go.
They got Higbee too over there, which is decent once you hit him. They're going to be straight, which they got a beautiful defense. Some he never played behind a defense to help him out and get balls.
Never.
20-yard line in the red zone.
Favorable field position.
Yeah, they're going to put him in positions to score a lot more than what he used to, get bigger numbers than what he used to. Man, he's going to be straight. Stafford's going to be straight. He got weapons galore. He never had really too many weapons besides Megatron over there. They always had one weapon. That's about it. Besides that, yeah, he's going to have weapons. I mean, he got a lot to prove over there because Goff already took them to the Super Bowl. So for him, I think he got a ball out, take him to the Super Bowl. But he got Sean McVay, too, to, you know, he got that coach to
yes.
take
him
to another level as offensive, well. Man. Yeah, because no, Jared Goff get that high, whatever. I mean,
imagine with Stafford.
Stafford, he could create it in his own in the game. But when you got a coach behind you as well, he could take you to that next level that he needs to go. And I think Stafford will ball the fuck out this year. And I think with that line and that running back, he's going to limit his turnovers as well. So he won't be turning the ball over all crazy.
Yeah, because he's not going to turn into no, you know, gunslinger for no reason because you're down by fucking three touchdowns or whatnot.
I mean, he's still going to have it in him, but, you know,
he's a pride of Georgia too, man. He ain't gonna
have to force it like he had to do in with the Lions in Detroit because he ain't gonna have to come from behind like he used to. He's used to doing.
Yeah, he's a pride of Georgia too. Let's not forget his Bulldog Nation in this motherfucker.
That's it, Brody. You guys had any honorable mentions? Anybody?
As far as quarterbacks go, man, it's tough. But I'm good right now.
I think I'm good too. I think we covered him pretty good.
Straight. No, I'm good on quarterbacks. Yep.
All right, man. Drill, man. Kick it off with the RBs, man. Go with yours.
Man. I got AJ Dillon, bro. I think Jamal Williams leaving from over there makes him a clear cut number two, bro. He has some real good runs, bro. I watched
Taylor. Top 12, bro.
What's up? Yeah, I think he could crack it. I think I know he's still over there, but there's gonna be a lot of goal line touches that he's gonna be able to get, bro. If he ain't gonna be able to stuff it in against good defenses, bro, I think that there's gonna be a lot of robbing touchdowns right there. Maybe not catching it out the backfield or some shit like that, but as far as actually punching it in there for those goal line touches, it does something to your number.
Yeah. You got a fisherman like 10 to 12 touchdowns if you got him in the top 12.
I got it right there, though, man. Fuck.
The floor. He comes from that Titans. I think he was with the Titans over there, wasn't he?
They do a lot of. He likes committee shit.
Derrick Henry, you know what I'm saying? Russian attack. So he knows how to. That's what they want to do. So they did it with Jamal Williams a lot, and Jamal Williams popped off a lot too. So man, I can see that shit. All right, I'm gonna go with my guy. I got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yeah, last year I had him top 12. Yes, he did not come through. But motherfucking Le'Veon Bell's gone. Damian Williams not coming back to the team. I think he's, you know, second year coming in here. Hopefully he stays healthy. He got injured last year too. But, man, I think I could see him finishing top 12. We've seen Andy Reid running backs pop off in the past. Hella times, man. So I don't see why not, bro. Clyde Edwards-Helaire getting that PPR work. He can't punch it in. Like all these other backs, that's the one thing where
that's the only thing he's missing.
That's the one thing he needs to hit these, bro. Like I think he's gonna have more opportunities than last year just because they don't got a back like that. But
hit that
he's gotta convert early to show people up and to give Andy Reid confidence to let him keep giving him the rock in the goal line situation. So I got in top 12, man.
Like that.
I don't hate it. But I'm not going to agree with it. So, you know, I'm on the same page as Renegade when we were talking about the physical aspect of him. I don't think he has enough to endure that pain. You know what I'm saying? That running back, three down back role to get him that top 12. But I respect the opinion. Obviously, I got, you know, J.K. Dobbins coming in next. And we're talking about the Ravens with Lamar Jackson and Man, outside from that, I really don't know who's available as far as passing options besides Mark Andrews. So, you know, the Ravens are running the shit inside the box. But J.K. Dobbins is one of those running backs that's going to get hella touches. And we've seen him pop off a lot last year with an O-line that's really, really steady. And a team that just wants to run the ball, to be honest with you. That's what they want to do. They ran the ball more than anyone last year, and I think the year prior to that as well. But, you know, they're just J.K. Dobbins is a beast, bro. He's been on that, the pride of Ohio State. I mean, he's the truth. No Mark Ingram. I mean, there goes another one. There goes another one.
I didn't say that to leave.
Yeah.
Gus Edwards is, he be stealing some shit.
Gus Edwards.
I'm taking him in the late round. I'm taking me some Gus Edwards.
He's
decent.
Because
J.K. Dobbins or Gus Edwards can punch that touchdown in.
Yeah.
That's a great call. If you're gonna go J.K. Dobbins as far as redraft or whatever the case, you better handcuff Gus Edwards. And if you don't, then you better grab him anyway. If you can't draft J.K., you might as well grab Gus Edwards.
Even if you don't have J.K., still
because he's going to get touches. You could flex Gus the bus. You could literally flex.
Like right now, you could probably get him like if they're having drafts like late, you know, early double digit rounds.
Cheap
but
as
man,
fuck.
Bro, like motherfuckers like us, we're gonna talk about him, and that's gonna, you know, raise up his draft value for sure.
That's what I'm saying. J.K. Dobbins is one of those guys that didn't finish top 12 last year, but he's got all the room to finish top 10, top 8. Like, he's really inside of a lot of shit.
Yeah, that offense is perfect for him because they ran that shit in Ohio State.
They ran the option.
Justin Fields, too? Yeah, I think with Justin
Fields. He ran with Justin Fields first. So. Yeah, I mean, he ran with multiple quarterbacks, but Justin Fields was the last one. And J.K. Dobbins is like really good, like himself. J.K. Dobbins is a really good fucking athlete player. He's fast, breakaway speed. You're talking about breaking tackles. You're talking about stiff arms. You're talking about a running back, a full
good hands too out of the backfield. Real good hands.
Yeah. So we're talking about an all around running back. J.K. Dobbins is that guy for sure.
I like it. Yeah, I fuck with it. I could see that one.
For sure. All right, man, I got Melvin Gordon, bro. I've been fucking with him, man, for the longest, but I was saying last year he was going to hit top 12 again, and I got a couple motherfuckers looked at me sideways, and he just met outside of that motherfucker. And that was with Phillip Lindsay.
Yeah.
In there trying to take carries away from him. He was a little injury riddled this year. They both were, actually. And Melvin Gordon still somehow always puts the stats up, no matter how, no matter what he does, he gets the fucking stats. The only one problem I have with him, he fumbles too fucking much. That's the only thing. He fumbles a lot. He cost the Broncos the game. I think it was the Chargers even a couple years back. But Melvin Gordon, I see this year, he got that running style that he loves over there in between the tackles, nothing outside. He ain't got nobody behind him trying to steal them fucking carries. Even if they do draft a running back, doesn't matter. I think Melvin Gordon, he got them hands. I think he's going to eat a lot this year.
Like 20 touches.
Yeah, and they like running over there as well. So, Melvin Gordon, he's going to pop off this year. Be on the
line. If they're predicted to take, like, Trey Lance or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's what I
said. So, if they decide to go that route, then you already know you're going to rely on a veteran running back to handle the load, per se. But, yeah, like you said, man, at this point, I would feel like Melvin Gordon should learn how to hold the ball.
The Denver needs to be worried about a quarterback. So they need to leave the running backs alone. If they pay Melvin Gordon to be that running back, pay him to be that running back, because what Denver is away from, a couple of Super Bowls, playoffs away from, is a fucking quarterback. That team would be so nice if they get a nice little quarterback. But that's my little say on Melvin Gordon. I think he's going to pop off this year.
I'm gonna guarantee you, if they get that quarterback that they think they're going to get, Melvin Gordon is going to be a non-factor, bro, because they're going to sling it like John Elway wants to do it, the owner of the team.
Bro, you're talking about Trey Lance, right?
Yes, sir.
If they get a quarterback, first and foremost,
Gunslinger.
You know football, my guy. You rely on your back to ease in that quarterback, especially a rookie quarterback. You're not going to let him unleash that ball all over the field. He needs to start reading the defense.
I don't see
Vic. If I play in the same division as the Kansas City Chiefs, I got to go Gunslinger.
You're not going to win. Not with a rookie quarterback, I'll tell you that much.
You gotta do something. You gotta do something.
You can't play gunslinger with honestly, any quarterback.
They got weapons though.
They got defense.
They got Jerry Judy.
All they're missing is a quarterback.
Jerry Judy, Cortland Sutton, KJ Hamler, Noah Fant. Those are a lot of fucking weapons, bro. And Tim Patrick.
If
Trey Lance though is that dude,
they're a quarterback.
What they're saying.
If you make other teams
I play, think Melvin Gordon will still get that work though.
Like, he's gonna eat. Yeah,
there'll be more. I could see what
a
you're saying.
A quarterback is not gonna take away what
that opens up.
Yeah,
opens
up. If anything, it opens up a running back. You can't put 8 in a box, 9 in a box, wherever you want
to
put.
I would like for them to get a quarterback. Yeah. That offense would be crazy.
Because with Drew Lock,
that's what I'm saying.
Leaving his arm, they want Drew Lock to throw it wide. What's gonna happen? Interceptions are coming. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna stack up Melvin Gordon.
Yeah. All right, we good, right?
Oh yeah.
Yep. All right. Who's your running back, bro? I fucking forgot.
JK.
No, Sid.
Yeah, Dylan.
Oh, AJ Dylan. Yeah, my bad. fucking renegade.
We got renegade over here coughing up corn. You would think you're in fucking Tampa Bay right now, the way he's lighting it up.
I got you, baby.
I got you, baby.
Look at that Bobby Trees.
Yeah.
Traded him away today, too. God damn it.
Yes, sir.
Damn it. I said that was the best boy in the trade. Hey, Bobby Trees is that man. Yo, it's going to be crazy with Matty Stafford over there.
Yeah.
Yo.
I got him. Melvin Gordon.
Cooper Kupp and Cooper. Yo.
Keep it rolling.
Let's go with the receivers, man. I'll kick it off, man. I'll go with T. Higgins, man.
Yes, sir.
I think he's got potential to finish in the top 12. Joe Burrow, he is that next level quarterback.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes.
He had a connection with him. And T. Higgins balled the fuck out with whoever the fuck was throwing him the ball. That's something that rookies, you don't see that shit, bro. Like, he adjusted from a Joe Burrow to who was it, Ryan Finley or some shit? No, I don't even know who the fuck it was, honestly, some games.
It was a Finley, yeah.
Yeah, but this dude is doing his thing. AJ Green is gone. That's 110 targets that are gone, bro. Like, I know Tyler Boyd is there, and he'll get, let's say he gets 30 of those. T. Higgins will grab the other 30.
They're going to take somebody in the draft, though.
They might, but they might not, because they do have
a link to Jamar
Chase, but they're also linked to that offensive line and lineman. So
yeah,
if that happens, bro, T. Higgins top 12, I think that's a real possibility, dog. Like, without a doubt, bro. So that's my first. That's who I got first.
I like this shit, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna go with my first one, man. I love T. Higgins, man. Joe Burrow is fucking nasty, and they have a connection. And we talked about that though the other day, Brody. The fact that T. Higgins is the new AJ Green for Cincinnati. So that goes crazy. But I'm gonna go CeeDee Lamb. He's a beast, he's a athlete. He's getting a fresh Dakota Prescott back, and they just signed him. He's coming in with a different mind state. And let's just put it all together, man. CeeDee Lamb is better than Amari Cooper. He's better than Michael Gallup. He's better than any athlete they have on that field besides Zeke, but he plays running back, so that doesn't really matter to us. You know what I'm saying? As far as wide receiver owners. So I'm there with CeeDee Lamb, man. He's going to be a beast. He's already a dog, and that's where I'm at, dog. CeeDee Lamb is going to be that boy.
I'm with you.
Not just for now, but for dynasty purposes, fucking dog for years to come.
Yeah, I think he's a wide receiver too easy this year. Wide receiver one, top 12. I could see that shit happen for sure. Out of the slot, a talent like this? Come on, man.
Amari Cooper, stop dropping them balls.
Amari Cooper ball no matter what, though. Don't step on my man's name. That nigga been balling.
Amari Cooper, nice.
But let me see. Let me jump on mine. I got DJ Moore, man. I think even with a new quarterback, he started off a little slow last year, still balled the fuck out. He did his thing, not what everybody thought he was going to do. He still did his thing, though. With what the fuck is this dude's name?
Bridgewater. Teddy Roosevelt.
No. The buddy from the Jets.
Sam Darnold.
The kid is talented. I like him. You know, as long as he's on the field and he's healthy, he can ball out. I think they're going to have a nice little connection. I know Fornicator over here told me they're going to move him back to the slot. So I know he's going to eat a lot more there too. Get a lot of little gadget plays from the backfield, get that yak. So, man, I love DJ Moore. I think the only reason why he didn't crack that top 12, I think, well, he was like 24 or some shit like
that.
He was
in the 20s.
He was pretty low, but I think he's going to crack that bitch. I think he's going to start off pretty fast this year. They're going to get him going.
Curtis Samuel gone.
Curtis Samuel gone.
They better get him going.
Fornicator. I like CMC coming back as well, too. That opens up him a lot more, too. It's going to be a lot of focus, a lot of look on CMC. That opens up a guy like DJ Moore. You know, DJ Moore makes Sam Darnold feel comfortable type shit. So, man, I think he's going to have a real good year. I've been trying to trade with my guy, but he ain't fucking with me.
I can't do it, man. DJ Moore.
Just for the record, I've never seen them niggas play together.
What? CMC and DJ Moore. Oh, you talk about Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
That shit ball out.
Who's your boy?
Nice. Who's my boy? It's a fuck that. I got a Jalen Reagor, bro. I expect the big numbers like out of this cat, bro. I didn't see nothing. You know what I'm saying? The rookie season, he hurt. You know what I'm saying? And motherfucking, you know, you had to deal with quarterback change. But when he came back, definitely got that touchdown. I know it was measly. You know what I'm saying? For us fantasy owners, I do own him. But a second year with Jalen Hurts and Jalen Reagor, there should be some chemistry there, bro. And I don't know who the fuck else you got to throw it to in Philadelphia anyway. But Jalen Reagor, I think he's going to be super nice this year, bro. Super fucking nice. And he could definitely creep into the 12, bro. Definitely right there. I like the motherfucking QB situation over there in Philly right now.
Yeah. So, hell yeah. Yeah, man, Jalen Hurts is going to be the first full year, both of them together. So I'm hearing a lot of rumors they're going to draft a wide receiver. That's the only thing is, like, if they draft, depending who it is, you know, would you take that new receiver or would you take Reagor? We don't know. Hurts right now, I can't say that he has for sure chemistry with Reagor. I can't say it. And we don't know if he's going to develop that with the rookie if the rookie comes in. So that's the only thing that I would worry about saying in the top 12. But I'll, if they don't draft with a receiver, though, damn, dog, that's going to be – that's a big potential right there.
What you got for your second one, Brody?
Yeah, man, I went with Will Fuller,
jumping in,
bro.
We jumping into honorable mentions with Will Fuller. Oh, my God.
Will Fuller, man, he's suspended the first game, PEDs, but we saw last year he was like a top – man, I think he was in between 5 and 10 wide receiver before he got suspended and shit like that for the rest of the year. Man was balling the fuck out. I know it's a whole different offense. It's
working, huh? The fucking drugs is working.
Man, I'm saying.
Nah, he been a dog, man. I love
him. Nah, could you look at the level?
He just used to be always injured. He took that shit just to be stay healthy, man. He a skinny motherfucker.
You know, Tua's got questions to answer.
Hey, he is a little body boy.
Tua's got questions to answer, but you're giving him weapons with Fuller. They're projected to take either a Kyle Pitts or another receiver. So there's nothing but help. So I think that's going to help Fuller out too. So, yeah, bro. Will Fuller, somebody that can finish top 12. I like it.
That's my guy. I can't argue.
Love it. I mean, the only thing I'm going to argue is, you know, is not only the fact that he got suspended, but he's been injured as well. So, I mean, I'm cool with it. The offense is going to open up if they do. And they are going to, like you said, take a wide receiver or some other option offensively.
Man, though, he be putting
some numbers up. Yeah. It was crazy with Deshaun Watson. They were doing some nuts. They were doing crazy stuff.
Go ahead,
but
bro.
I'm gonna jump into Tyler Boyd, man. That's my pick. Tyler Boyd from the Cincinnati Bengals with Joe Burrow. I know you got T. Higgins, Brody, but man, Tyler Boyd is a savage himself. He's a toe tapping motherfucker that you want to see in the end zone. I've seen it happen. I know it's real. And when they're healthy, they're fire. When they're healthy, they're good. Let me get a full team full of T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Joey Mixon, and Joe Burrow, all healthy with an offensive line that could fucking protect. And everything is going to come into fruition. But, yeah, dude, we're talking really about a T. Higgins,
line.
And I just
– they really
need
that
draft
line.
That lineman.
Yeah, they need to get that hog. They need to get the hog in the front, protect the boy. And, I mean – you know, Joe Burrow likes to do a lot of funny shit, but what quarterback doesn't? And besides Tom Brady, you know, the GOAT. But all I'm saying is, all I'm saying is, if you put Tyler Boyd in a good system with Joe Burrow. It's gonna happen. He's a possession catcher. He's not so much
Higgins. PPR money.
Yeah, he's PPR money for sure. So he could go inside, slot it out, or he could go outside and burn you over the top. He's a little all over the place, and I like that in a receiver.
I think he's a safe wide receiver too.
When you have a receiver that could do this and that, I love it even more because they know how much you got.
But the potential's up there, man.
Yeah, and when you got the inside slot,
is so nice too.
Yeah, when you get inside the 20-yard line and you're looking for somebody, 83 is going to be open. And Boyd is going to be right there. And, you know, Joe Burrow's got a dart. So I'm good with that. I'm so good with that. I think Tyler Boyd has super potential to crack the top 12. And for good reason. They might be in shootouts. And that's cool with me. Pittsburgh, Ravens, they got, you know, I'm cool with that. I like that.
Man, well, I'm going to jump into mine. I'm going to piggyback off that with a player that's like you could put him anywhere and do anything. Brandon Ayuk, man. You could put him in the backfield. You put him a wide receiver, run any route, put him in the slot. This man was killing. He like
Like
Debo Samuels, but hey, some may say but better. You know what I'm saying?
He called better. That King Cottage.
That motherfucker, he is fast. I had picked him up. I had picked up Debo Samuels, and I had another trade, and I picked up Ayuk just to back me up. And man, that shit paid off. I mean, they were both injured too, but when they are full go, man, just coming off the COVID year, I think when they learned a lot, that was the Brandon Ayuk was a rookie last year coming in, and man, he was just balling with quarterbacks that weren't QB3, QB2.
Brody's guy. What's his name?
Got Nick Mullins and CJ Beathard of Bethlehem.
He's actually
from Bethlehem. Like, he's CJ Beathard of Bethlehem.
But he balled out with the QB2.
He's actually from there. Yeah.
But still, we don't. There's question marks at the QB position right now. But I still think, hey, get him the ball. He gonna ball the fuck out, man. Brandon Ayuk. He's a beast. He's fast. Like they say, Yak King.
Dude is super. He's a super athlete.
Hey, not even top 12, but top 15. He could do his thing, man. Starting.
He's a super freak. He's like Rick James.
Stay healthy, man.
He's like
these guys.
He's like Rick James. He's a super athletic freak.
Just to piggyback on top of that, too, Debo Samuels, he kind of, you know, struggles to stay healthy. So if Debo Samuels
down,
his shit goes up. Him and Kittle could work. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be nice.
That's a problem. Yeah.
Ayuk is I think he's a level up from Debo Samuel, but we don't know yet.
Debo too. He's a physical motherfucker. I like both of them guys.
We're literally just like everybody else. When we see the wild plays that make you say, "God damn, that was fire," and I'm pretty sure we're talking about the same play when he hurdled somebody, and that super athleticism made you show. Or made you think that dude was way better than the last guy or whatever, than the other receiver on that team. That was pretty much where we were at. Because Debo Samuel never did that. Debo Samuel was just like a stature.
Debo Samuel done trucks.
But
I'm with you though, because you arguing for me. So
I'm saying I'm with you.
Healthy though.
I'm like,
damn, bro.
Ayuk hurdled the whole
Ayuk is nice though.
You know, well, how would you feel if I hurdled you? You know, that would be crazy. No,
big if, my brother.
No, per se, you know, you're like 6'2". I'm saying per se, like if you jumped over me, I'd be mad. you just don't
tall either. I'm just saying, it's not that bad.
I still don't think you could do it.
Go ahead, Drew.
I got you. Oh shit, man. Hey, you know
who's your wide receiver too? I'm interested.
Look at him. Already jumping up the bits, motherfucker. Shut your ass up. Hey, I had to pick between two, bro. But I had like LaVisca Chenault or motherfucking Darnell Mooney in that bitch.
Oh man. Go ahead and run them both up.
It was crazy, you know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers is like, ah man, we don't know what the fuck the Red Rifle is gonna do over there and all that other shit like that though, man, bro. That boy a threat, bro. And I think if he could get some more touches, you know what I'm saying, and they could get a flow with that offense going with Darnell Mooney, bro, he could surprise you. He'd be taking away some TDs for sure over there. We'll see what
they do.
But I like LaVisca Chenault too.
Oh, yeah. I like that Mooney pick.
Darnell Mooney and LaVisca Chenault, huh?
if this little pussy Red Rifle, if he get his shit,
if he gets time, bro.
Yeah, I think
it goes. No bullshit. Last year, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, you.
I would say, last year it was a couple plays they showed on replay where Mooney was just
wide open.
Yeah, it was not only just Ramsey, too. It was other games.
It was like two or three other games.
Man, those were touchdowns for sure. At least three times.
Were, and bombs, too.
Yeah, if you get it.
I'm going to say this because we're a podcast and we talk about our dynasty trades and stuff like that. It was really hard for me to trade Darnell Mooney to Renegade. And he's right next to me talking right now.
He always talks about your guys' situation. Yeah. What was the last episode talking about him and you in the showers in a Patriot Stadium or something?
What the fuck?
What was that?
That was Cap. We were in the locker room.
Not Patriot Stadium.
No, but Darnell
Mooney. Robert Kraft's mansion.
Yeah, we're getting a massage over there like Deshaun. Yo, chill. No, but we're, you know, talking about Darnell Mooney and, you know, yeah, dude, he's a great, he's so fast and he's skinny and he just runs routes crazy. It's so underestimated because his quarterback is so trash. But we'll see it this year. if Andy Dalton has anything left in him, we'll see how Darnell Mooney runs routes. And I'm telling you guys right now, off top, Darnell Mooney could really – If you've ever played football in your life, you know what it means to stamp your foot and just go. Like, just go crazy. Like, go to the pylon because you're that fast, because you're that talented, or just cut on somebody crazy. And that's exactly where Darnell Mooney's at, bro, to be honest.
Yeah, we've seen that shit. Like, we were just talking about so many replays where they missed his ass, bro. He would have had, like, four bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, LaVisca Chenault too. I like that call too, bro. That they use them all over the field. So getting a real quarterback, that's gonna be sick, man. Any other honorable mentions? Anybody?
I got Julio Jones, and that's pretty damn obvious.
You walking to the Hall of Fame with him right now.
Yeah, that's my homie. Hey Jesse, sweetness, like on some real shit. When he first came out, you know how I feel about Odell Beckham. That was my Odell Beckham for the moment, and he still is low key. I fuck with Julio Jones for sure.
But I only get one Odell Beckham.
He can still put out there and put top three performance out this year. Fuck a top 12. Julio, I think he took a backseat last year. He seen they sucked. He had a little nagging injuries. He had the excuse to sit it out. He sat it out. Why go out there and fuck yourself up maybe next year and the next 2 years you got left just for this bullshit ass year? He sat back and he chilled. If they are what I think they could be this year, which is a little bit better, at least to be in contention, so these guys could play out and do their thing, you know what I'm saying? I think they could do something nice, you know what I'm saying? Julio ball the fuck out, him and Ridley. They got a nice little team. They just don't know what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know how to motherfucking keep the motherfucking team from coming back to beat their ass.
They ain't got no defense, but the offense looks trash as fuck too, though. You know what
I mean? I don't know. I don't know.
They got Mike Davis.
Mike Davis, he decent.
We talking about McCaffrey Jr.?
I got an honorable mention. I got one, man. A little bit out the box, but this is my guy, bro. I'm going to stick with him. Christian Kirk, man. Christian Kirk, Larry Fitz is gone. That's hella, and he's going to be able to work out of the slot.
I'm going to go on the same.
Three games in a row where Christian Kirk popped off for like four or five touchdowns in that span. Then Kyler Murray got injured and that whole offense was different. Even Kyler Murray was different. He stopped rushing the same. The whole offense went to shit after that, bro. Like straight up. And that's why Arizona didn't even make the playoffs. You talk about Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, that defense, Buda Baker and them boys. And the Bears made the playoffs over them. You would think Arizona with that talent would have made it before the Bears.
Besides getting injured, yeah. So I'm going to go with an honorable mention, and it doesn't have anything to do with the positions that we talked. But Cole Kmet, bro. Cole Kmet is a dog, tight end. You need to go get him, like for real. This dude is a bull. He's one of those guys that Andy Dalton is going to be so scared to throw behind the offensive line that is so trash. We're Bear Down Nation, right?
Crazy. I feel like
that's this is Bears.
I feel like we see what's gonna happen this year, bro. I feel like we say so many negative things along the way, about our Bears, bro. Like, I feel like we know.
This is Bears, Brews, and the fucking Bros. I don't give a fuck. I just know one thing for sure, that Cole Kmet is the biggest dog tight end in our division, at least. And I'm not going to say in the whole fucking NFC, because the AFC got some bulls over there. So as far as tight ends go, but in the NFC, at least the NFC North, Cole Kmet, he's a motherfucker, bro. That nigga is nothing to play with.
I like Irv Smith in the NFC.
Man, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you stature and the way that you catch the ball. What you do after you catch the ball?
It's a notch down without Stafford, though.
Oh, for sure.
Or it might be a. It might be a match.
Renegade. It is a match made in heaven, because you know what Jared Goff does when McVay's not in his ear whispering to him anymore, like a fucking.
We don't know. We're gonna see though.
You know, it's just trash, and you don't hear nothing. He's in his, Hawkinson. Oh, you know, shit like that. You know, or whoever's around. Exactly. No, that's gonna go through his mind. Literally is what's gonna happen, because Jared Goff is literally listening for McVay's voice in his ear, and he's not gonna have it. So
over there,
I heard he's gonna play in the helmet with
the guy that said that they'll bite their ankles and shit like that.
He's gonna have Sean McVay.
What'd he say? The guy that said he's gonna bite their ankles and shit like that, or bite their knees or some crazy.
The head coach for the Lions. I don't even know what.
Yeah, they could keep that shit.
It's gonna go down though.
As long as our listeners know that we're not fucking with anybody NFC North at all besides the Bears, they could, you know. They can keep that. I had to shut myself down real quick. I was gonna go crazy.
Nah, I keep it going with some honorable mentions, bro. Real talk. I keep it going with them. But that the Bears, to keep it going, the Bears running back room looks really nice now that I look at it and read the names out loud. And it's fucking
Monty. Can you read them all out?
Monty fucking Burns. You got fucking Tariq Cohen, and you got fucking Damian Williams back there.
Hell yeah.
Now, you might not think that Damian Williams is shit, but we go back to the Super Bowl that he played in, he fucking scored. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, bro. He's a fucking dog, bro. He fresh.
For that to be our RB3, that's nice.
He's going to be fucking nice.
Well, yeah. I see him as RB2. Because the way they use Tariq Cohen, they don't really.
Coming back, we're disregarding the fact that he's coming back from where he's coming from.
That's what I mean.
He's coming back.
Tariq Cohen led, was one of the leaders in the NFL at lining up at wideout. So I don't even see Tariq Cohen as a real running back. It's more Damian Williams at RB2. And Tariq Cohen does all that other shit.
Oh, no, he's a running back.
Especially with Anthony Miller. With Anthony Miller being gone, bro, he's going to be working. He's probably, if we don't draft a receiver, he's going to be in that slot a lot.
Yeah, you know, we got Marquise Goodwin over here.
Yeah,
he's on a 1 year. Hopefully, he could stay healthy. But that dude's
saying, "Oh my god, man,
he's worse."
He only has one route, though. That's the crazy part. He literally only has one route, and it's a go route. That's it. Marquise Goodwin was an Olympic sprinter. All he does is go. Yeah, he was. He won Olympic medals for being a sprinter. It's not my fault.
Whatever you gotta do,
he ran a 4.2. It's cool.
Damn. We good? You guys got anybody else?
Nah, man. Brady Nation. You already know what's coming down to the Super Bowl. Everybody want to talk that shit like they're not going to repeat. Hey, you know it's coming back. You know it's coming back.
All right, man. I think we good on this one. For Drill, Sweetness, Renegade, it's your boy Smoking Jay. We're going to catch you guys on the next one. We're going to try to do that that Bears mock draft, finally. We've been talking about it for a little bit, so we're going to try to knock that out. So
we're going to get it right.
Peace out.